exciting. So I want to talk about something that God showed me only this week. Lots of scripture. Hopefully I can unpack it in a way that is concise and clear. How do we wait well? All right, as I say, waiting is inevitable. So how do we wait well? And what is God doing when we are waiting? So a lot of time we use the word, oh, we're waiting on the Lord. What if it's the other way? What if, you know, as I declare, God is saying, I am. I am who I am. I'm in your yesterday, today, and forever. What if God is waiting for us? You know, God is like, I'm ready, man. I'm ready to go. But, all right. So, Melanie brought waiting out last Sunday. If you haven't heard, it's good illustration how a farmer waits. And I just pull out three things. Farmer is such a fantastic human being that know how to do long suffering. Greek word for waiting is long suffering. Know how to suffer long because they know the fruits are coming. They're not impatient. You know, they don't plant a seed, then is it growing? They know how to wait. So be patient. Perseverance. You know, some of you laugh at me because I asked Maria 5 times to marry me. What if I stop at 1, 2, 3, or 4? There's not going to be Daniel. There's not going to be ministry here. You know what I mean? So that perseverance actually breaks something. Thank you. I persist. Because some of God's promises is like, hey, how much do you want it? All right? So when God say, hey, you know, he didn't call me hey, but it's like, hey, son, to, if you want to marry Maria, it's okay. So I'm like, okay, I'll go for it. Because the Father promised, I wait for the Father promise. That's perseverance. If you give up too early, we know lots of story. If you give up too early, you know, people who dig gold 1 inch and they stop. 1 inch, they can be a millionaire, but they stop. So don't give up. If God speaks to you, do not give up. He is not a man that he will lie. He's a good father. Not only is he a good father, he knows everything. So timing in waiting is very important. And when you wait, just ask for the peace of God. Do not be anxious in everything by prayer. And just say, God, I got no idea what's going on. I don't know what to do. Would you protect me in your peace? And the peace of God will come is beyond our understanding. It's like, I don't get it. I should be doing this. All my bills not paid. But the peace of God come and you just assured it's okay. And God whisper, I got this. My child, do not fret. Do not worry. I got this. Aren't you more important than the birds in the air? All right. So waiting. Next one, please. The picture, Hebrew word is a picture word. All right. To wait is to whirl. So you kind of like, I'm not going anywhere. But God say, will, keep going. Oh, sorry, I'm just getting dizzy now. But the way God will, you don't go dizzy. All right? You're just in the rhythm. Because life is a circle of rhythm. All right? I don't understand. What it means is you're waiting, something is happening. And then the other word is also whirling, but is unwinding. Anyway, it's basically like two ropes being put together into one rope. And when you finish the product, that one rope, you're like, which is which? And then there's that pregnancy pause. So I got this two picture here, all right? If you look at the butterfly, everybody loves butterfly. But caterpillar, we're not sure. The egg-eating, we're not sure. The chrysalis. But to be a butterfly, the egg should not be disturbed. Isn't that right? If we poke something in the egg, not going to happen. Same thing with the caterpillar. All right? To be a butterfly that you can fly lightly, you need to crawl like a caterpillar. And we don't like that crawling, isn't it? It's too slow. We're like, so many legs, like, come on, I want to fly, give me the wing. And then same thing with chrysalis or the pupa. Try poking it. And some of us young ones have tried, like, oh, come on, butterfly, you know, just experiment, pull it out. So waiting is a process. You can't rush the process. All right, there's two stage, egg and the pupa. Then you become a butterfly. So you can't be a butterfly like that. Most butterflies take about 3 weeks. But if the nature interfere, some say, I don't know, evidence-based science, that the pupa can stay alive for 2-3 years because the nature is not right. The environment is not right. So it's like, okay, instead of 2 weeks, I'll wait for 2-3 years. There's something in there because butterfly is transformed. Transformation, metamorphosis is basically, just imagine a caterpillar. Doesn't look like a butterfly, but he has to go through that transformation in the pupa to be a butterfly. And we are constantly being renewed. And therefore, we want to be Christ-like, all right? This morning, I look at myself in the mirror, like, I'm not smiling enough. You know, I have this, anyway, I don't want to put down myself. I have this face that doesn't smile much, all right? There's a big word with that, with B-I-T-C-H, which I won't pronounce. And there's actually a evidence base that if you are traumatized before 16, your face will look like that. Neil is nodding. We both have that face. All right. So there's a face that because of the traumatized, and I try to smile, I like, you know, Christ, you are so joyful. Give me a joyful face. Like, all right. So transformation takes time, all right? So you want to be a butterfly 2-3 weeks. Beautiful, beautiful. But if you want to be a child of God, 9 months. 9 months. Try rushing it. What would you get? You know, you're not going to get full healthy baby. Of course, we know premature baby is not... it's not the thing, but God have miraculously healed and make whole premature baby. So that's why abortion is so much not God's will. So what I'm saying is the process of what God promised, sometimes it takes longer than 2-3 weeks because God wants a human full being. Elephant, 2 years, all right? But you can see elephant compared to butterfly. You know what I mean? So something God promised takes a while. So waiting well. Okay. Can I have the next one? All right. So some of you know Joseph. Joseph was a guy in the Genesis, book of Genesis. Joseph, when he was 17, had a dream that he's going to be big, big, big guy, where his brothers will bow down to him, right? But the first thing after his promise, he was thrown into the pit. the brothers got jealous. It's like, okay, shall we kill him or not? Then they decided maybe we wouldn't shed blood, just throw him in the pit. And from the pit, so he got a dream that he's going to be the guru, the master, the ruler of those world. Everyone going to bow down. He went through the pit first. And then from the pit, he was sold as a slave in Potiphar's house. He was a slave, Potiphar's house, where he tried to stay pure, but Potiphar's wife really lust after him. That's a better word. But he said, I will not sin against God by sleeping with you. So from the pit to the Potiphar's house where he was a slave, he's still like, I still hold on to God because God spoke to me. And where I'm at now, I'm not doing what he called me. So I have to wait. He didn't know the process. We read it, we understand, wow, 17-year-old, put in a pit, slave, all right, Potiphar's house. And then with all his integrity, Potiphar's wife say, he tried to rape me, as in Joseph tried to rape Potiphar's wife. So he ended up in prison. Even in prison, he tried to be good, you know. He was raised up, as in given responsibility, because the prison guard or prison warden noticed that he was different. But he stayed pure. He did not sin because he knows the God who promised will bring it to pass in God's timing. Waiting is about timing. Timeline. Whose timeline are you waiting for when you are waiting? Does God have his own timeline? Does he have a plan? Does he have a purpose for you? Do you trust him? So eventually he was raised up to the palace. So it took him 13 years from the promise. David, you can have a look. He was anointed king, but it took him 14 to 21 years before he fully ruled. All right? So I'm asking you, whatever you're waiting for, wait for what the Father promised. Next one. Please. All right. So waiting well. I asked a lot about it. How can we wait well? So when you want to wait with God, worship God. Worship is simply relaxing into the presence of God, coming to his presence and not doing anything, just hanging out with God. And then asking God in that midst where you have the presence of God, where you have peace and say, God, what's going on? I don't have my perspective right. Can you give me your perspective of what's going on? I put the word innovation because, I'm trying to hear from the Spirit. Part of waiting is God allowing you to form new ideas. Innovation, the process of coming up with new things, new methods. You know, it's a renewal of things. And then through all that, you have to trust God. All right, so we're going to quickly look at worship. Please, next one. All right, worship. The guy who wrote Psalm 27, which is Paul, he was in a very hard place in Psalm 27. And Psalm 27 verse 1, I'm going to read out some scripture to highlight why worship is so important while you're waiting. Psalm 27 verse 1, it said, Lord is my light and my salvation. So that's his declaration. I'm in the dark. I got no idea what's going on. The Lord is my light. I'm in the dark. I'm going to be crushed, but he's my salvation. Then he declared, whom shall I fear? Waiting, like I say, can be anxious, fearful time. The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Like say, this is a psalm where he's being attacked. But Paul's response is to retreat and hide out in worship with God. And then in Psalm 27 verse 4, it says, one thing I've asked from the Lord. So this is in the midst that the enemy is attacking him. That I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate on his temple. And verse 5 it says, for in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. He will conceal me and he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. Verse 8 it says, the Lord says, seek my face, my heart say to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. And verse 11 said, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path. And then verse 14, he encouraged himself, yes, wait for the Lord. Be strong. This is the process. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. And in Psalm 37, verse 7, say, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. So a lot of worship and prayer is not intercession. It's relaxing into the presence of God. To rest because it's a safe place. You are in the Father's embrace. You know, you're putting your life in the palm of the Almighty God. That's why you can rest. It's intimacy. Again, it's whirling with God so that you are entwined with God and you're just waiting because you are pregnant with something. And God allow you to be pregnant because the Holy Spirit has planted something. But you have to wait. God is not in a rush. There's the right time, the Kairos time. Next one, please. I love this one. You need to get this. God don't mind waiting. You need to get this, all right? Therefore, the Lord waits and longs to be gracious to you. This is Old Testament. Even Old Testament, the God of I Am is like, I want to be gracious to you. I'm waiting for you. I long for you. And therefore, he waits on high to have compassion on you. My people, God's people, my brothers and sisters, the Lord is constantly waiting with long suffering and patience, for the Lord is God of justice. Again, when we're waiting, when we are anxious, this is not fair, you know? Most of the time we're crying out, this is not fair. What's happening? This is not fair. You know, I shouldn't be waiting on the queue, you know, to get my cuppa. You know, whatever it is, there's a sense of entitlement that this is not fair. But if you put your hand or put your life in God's hand, it's like, okay, Lord, your timing is the wise one. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all who long or wait for him. I put in Psalm 106, verse 13. This, you know, we look at Israelite, we kind of like, oh, yeah, if I was there, I wouldn't do that, you know. So the Israel just got rescued and all that, and then they like they quickly forgot his work. They did not wait for his counsel. So we end up doing our own thing. So wait on the Lord. Next one. Okay. This was my title when I was talking to Melanie to follow on from her message last week. So last week's message was working in waiting. Then I thought, okay, I actually got this verse that I always liked since I was a young Christian. God is at work in your waiting. All right. So this is the declaration. From the days of old, they have not heard. They, as in the people who doesn't know God, they have not heard, nor perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God beside you. All right? This is a God of Yahweh, God of Jehovah, God of I Am, God of the Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, and is everywhere, eternal, who acts on behalf of the one who waits for him. All right? Waiting is not waste. It's not waste if you are waiting with God. It's not a waste when God says wait. Don't get impatient. Don't give up. And don't get anxious and restless. Next one. All right. So we got worship. Then in your worship, all right, is where you align your heart, your soul, and your mind. You are taking delight in the Lord. Then in that space, ask and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. And it finish off in that context. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? So I'm going to finish off, but this one you know it. But the asking is again perseverance. Don't ask once. It actually say ask and keep on asking, because when you ask the first time, the door is open. But the door that's open to you first time is actually the door that leads to two more doors that is the answer you're seeking for. So again, if you stop at first door, you're kind of like, oh, is this it? You know, you look around the room and like, I asked for a bigger room. Is this it? Then God said, you only ask once. You go to the first room. I actually got, you know, the third room for you. But you stop. All right, next one. All right. I love this because God say, do you know my spirit? My spirit is a creative spirit. You know, the image of God that we are created in Genesis, if you think about it, the revelation was he's the creator. So if anything, our primary image of God is being creative. The Holy Spirit was given in the Old Testament to people who are crafty and skillful to do creative stuff, not to prophesy, not to heal people, all right? So the thing is, waiting again is like, okay, Lord, I don't want to do same old, same old. And if you again think about God, he doesn't like to do same old too. It's like, I got infinite ideas, but you keep asking the same one. So sometimes waiting is a pause to say, okay, I don't have the paradigm or capacity that, all right? And this was in Ephesians 4, it said, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's interesting, isn't it? If you think about your mind, your brain, all you think about is your neuron, your nerves. But here he said there's a spirit in your mind that needs renewing, because the Holy Spirit created your mind and he wants to involve in your thinking, not in your worrying, in your meditation with the Lord. And then he said, put on the new self. So the new self that was initially created in the image of God, who was full of creativity, now we are new creation walking in that spirit. We're kind of like, okay, Lord, how many ways can you lead me? Infinite. So why do I restrict God to some formulas? Something that I can control. When God is a wind that goes here and there, it's basically God saying, I don't want to be controlled. Can you feel the wind? Can you see the wind? So God is like, why can't you be open? rather than, oh, I need to see the step before I can go. All right? Faith is not like that. That's why we live by faith and not by sight, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. So again, we boil down truth to like, oh, the things we do in church, the things that we read in Bible. What about truth that applies to society? Truth that brings righteousness and justice that the society need to do. That's why there's righteousness and holiness. Holiness has been beyond human capacity and is set apart just for the Holy God. And the Holy God is saying, I come to you now in the Holy Spirit so that you can bring the heavenly stuff to earth in a ways that human society need creative ideas to solve all the yucky stuff that's going on in the society. Who has the answer? Not the politician, not the educationist, not whoever, but God has, because he created the world and he's now making his children to be creative and say, come on guys, you can come up with a solution for that if you wait with me. The last one. And we finish off with this. Waiting is all about trusting God. And I used the illustration of marrying Maria, before I marry her. I was so confident. Not cocky confidence, all right? I don't know how to be cocky. Sorry, I can be cocky. All right, is it cocky is the right word? It's not a wrong, vulgar word? All right, okay. I wasn't cocky, but I was confident my father spoken to me. And I look at her on the natural, all right? This is my thinking because I have inferiority complex. I like, God, are you sure? You know, she's 5'10", I'm 5'5". I don't have much in my bank account. I don't have a bike. I don't have a car. I don't have a driving license. That was one criteria. I need a driving license. So I don't have much, but what I have is the promise of God. That was good enough. Five times. People still laugh at me. They're like, five times? Are you sure? Yeah. Why not? Look at her. I would go for 10 times, you know? You know what I mean? We give up too early because the gift is given to you and you're like, yeah, yes or no. If it's yes or no, that's what you get. When God say, Maria, I say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maria has no say. She like, I didn't do a prayer. I said, too bad. I prayed. Brothers and sisters, all I'm saying is hang out with God and God will speak to you. You know, Psalm 37 says, take delight in the Lord. Again, take delight in the Lord. It's just hanging out with God in the throne of grace, not the throne of judgment, where you are accepted, you know you are forgiven and you are loved, where the mercy of God comes down and you're like, oh God, you sure? You sure you want to give me that? That's too much. And I'm going to say, no. I'm a good father. You know, I want to give you so much more, but you don't hang out with me. You don't wait. You know, you go and do stuff. Guess what? If you do the things you're not supposed to do, guess what? You don't have the time and energy to do the things that you're supposed to. So waiting on God is like that. Your timing. Thine, not mine. Your will, not mine. And you subject yourself and say, your way, your will, your word. That's all I want to follow. So, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trusting is from the heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. It doesn't say, do not use your brain. It doesn't say, don't use your insight. It just says, don't lean on it. Don't depend on it. Depend on this. When you read God's word, this is God's word, but it's not God's word if you don't mix it with faith. If you don't mix it with faith, it's just a book of, it's just a book, lots of letters, which you don't understand. If you mix it with faith and you ask the Spirit, Holy Spirit, you the author, can I meet with you when I read this? Can I understand you more? Not to understand the scripture. If you just to understand the scripture, you missed it. Because Jesus say, you know, you guys, you just search the scripture. You know, you think from the scripture you have life. And when I turn up, you don't even recognize me. I'm the author. I'm the Logos that have become flesh. And you miss me. No, read it like a love letter. You know, that W-A-I-T, you can do it daily. You know, you just enter into your quiet place. You just, Lord, I'm just going to pause and wait with you. And then something might pop out and say, God, you know, my workplace is pretty yucky. I don't know why you put me there. So you ask. So God say, I put you there because it's a process. I went through that process. Remember I was persecuted? You know? And then you go through that process. Oh. You say, bless those who persecute you. Oh. I really want to smash him. I'm not referring to you, all right? I'm talking about my workplace. You know? And then God said, no. You're there to be light. Bless them. Oh. Wow. I can't do that, Lord. Then God said, I'll give you some interesting idea, innovation. I'll renew your mindset. Give you an eye to look at him the way I look at him. You know, the guy that bully you, that smash you in high school, that always pick you up, you know. I'll give you an eye how I see him. And then you look at that guy again and like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize he had such terrible family, you know. Sorry, Lord, I should be nice to him. Now I know why he's such a bully. You know, and you just trust God, because your life then is not your own. It's like, okay, Lord, I'll be willing. I'll say hello to Billy. You know, you won't Billy bully me every day. In fact, I got 50 cents. I'm just going to buy him a lolly. In my days, 50 cents, you can buy lolly, all right? Okay. You know what? So the way thing you can apply every day, or you can apply to big promises. And then it finish off, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge is a big word. It's just basically know and recognize the presence of God wherever you are. You know, just like, oh, you're God. In fact, you are God in my workplace, in my home. You know, Lord, would you bring peace to my home, my family? Yeah, that brother, I don't know. And you will make your path straight. Again, you're waiting because you want a way out. You want to know when to go out. You want a light in your pathway. You know, you want a lamp on your feet so you can step gingerly but safely. I like the last part. It said, do not be wise in your own eyes. Okay. Thank you, Lord. I'll stay humble. Thank you, Angus. Let's come and pray, and then we'll wait, and we'll just do communion. All right? Let me pray, and then we'll worship and do communion. So, Father God, I pray that your word will go forth and bear fruits. I trust in the intrinsic power of your word, not my preaching, regardless of my preaching, Lord, your word. Bring life to it now, to hearts that have been sown with seed, watered with your faith and with your truth, in Jesus' name, amen.
I invite you all to stand.